So I'd like to give Marietta the mic and whatever feels from her heart, her knowledge, or wisdom to share with us this morning.
Yate. And just like Ilan said, this is moccasin arch, because they say this is the foot part of the moccasin. Moccasin is an Indian shoe, and then that arch up there is the hole for the shoe. So you just kind of like step in. You know, you could think of it as like a Navajo Nike as well. And then the next one over is called the Big Hogan, because it's in a dome shape like a female hogan. The opening up to the top for like the opening for smoke. it also echoes. In our culture, the places where you hear echoes is what we call or is what we consider the talking rocks. And because they talk back to you. And we believe that those are also places where we would make offering on like different occasions and that. So you're at one of the places where it echoes. So this is, we believe that there are souls of the rock people here. Okay. and that's all I can think to really share right now. So.
That's perfect. Great. Thank you, Marietta. I love the idea of the rock people and they are talking to us, because we know that our Mother Earth has sentience. It's a living essence, life force within the earth, within the rocks, within the wind, within every element that we see around us. I would like us to continue our inner journey of connecting with our inner guide and connecting with our animal guide, our spirit animal. And so I invite you to close your eyes and move back into that place where we recently were with our animal guide, in that beautiful field where we have just collected some healing herbs and placed them into the medicine bag that we've placed onto our animal guide. And we are now going to continue on the field, walking on a path that opens up. And as we continue on the path, we come to a sandstone monolith. But as we approach the monolith, there is a portal that opens up and a pathway, a stairs leading down into the earth. And as we take this staircase down into the earth, we find ourselves in a cave. And within this cave, there are many different rocks. You may even hear some of them talking to you. And within this cave, there are many different types of crystals. You may also hear those crystals talking to you, and perhaps some are even singing to you. And you're going to spend some time in this cave, looking around with your animal guide, until the rock or crystal that connects to you the most calls you towards it. And you slowly move towards that rock or crystal that you are going to now pick up, hold in your hand. Are there any messages I need to hear before we add you to our medicine bag? And just allow any messages to come. And if you feel you are not receiving them, do not be fooled, because there is still a cellular communication that the innate wisdom of your body knows about. and can receive. Because every rock and crystal has benevolence. You are not going to find a crystal of doom. There's no such thing. There is only benevolent, loving energy there for you. And so now we're going to gently place that rock or crystal that you have chosen into your medicine bag. And your animal guide so lovingly takes this from you. And very slowly now you walk with your animal guide back up the stairways, following each step until you emerge out from this cave. And you look up and you see all of a sudden it is now nighttime, and above you are all the twinkling stars, ready for what is next.
In this benevolent energy that we just entered and created together, coming out of the crystal cave into the stars, night sky. In another place, in another desert, in the region of Egypt now, in the area of Mount Sinai, Moses felt the intuition, the call to go to the mountain there. And when he approached a certain place and he saw what we all know as the burning bush, the voice spoke to him, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha, ki amakom asher alav ata omed kadosh hu. Take your shoes off, because the place you are standing on is holy. And then Moses asked, Who are you? And the voice that he heard was, Eheye asher eheye. I am that I am. So I'd like us to take that energy from those two places, two timelines, and bring them here. Feel that from you, from your I am. And you may join me by saying the ancient words that were pronounced in Hebrew back then, in this sacred space, in this holy ground, holy you, sitting, feeling your connection with the divine. Eheye asher eheye. Eheye asher eheye. It wasn't a burning bush. If you followed past Kryon channeling, it was actually a divine light being, a Pleiadian, that spoke to Moses and gave him the information he needed to know eventually to lead the Israelites from bondage to freedom out of Egypt. You just came out of the beautiful visualization into the night sky, connecting with the stars, connecting with the star family, connecting with the crystal and the star family that's within you, with you, with your Akash. So take that energy even more, expand it, that connection, that communication between you and the star family that is always around you, that is available for you, that communicates to you even when you are not. And open more portals, more energies, more frequencies, more vibrations, seeing through your inner vision, through your inner knowing and intuition. Feeling, listening, elevating your level of energy and awareness to a place where you can open and receive more. We are far more, we know, than this body. And our body is also energy, simply more dense. But our real state of being is energetic, is our energy field. It's our Merkava, our vehicle of light. Where our Akashic history, memory, and knowledge is all stored within our DNA. So take this time as this group of old souls in this Admat Kodesh, this holy ground, to allow yourself to experience more, to know more how to connect and open, receive, meld, integrate, and merge with your field, with your divinity, with your light, with your super consciousness, your overall extended vast being that is all accumulating in what we know the soul. Breathe and feel the infinite of love pouring from within you and from Mother Earth. And raising you into a space and vibration that is the true source of you. That is the soul of you, that is part of Creator, part of Spirit, part of God, and all that is, where it's timelessness. There is no place, there is no time, there is only existence and quantumness, a field of infinite possibilities, energies that you can always access in every moment you put your attention and intention to, expressing from your heart. Breathe. And allow that love to expand and transmit and elevate even more, even more. And for those who are joining us in another time, from another place, join us in this field, in this intention, in this expansion, as we extend this love to this entire beautiful and holy and sacred planet. To all our star families, all across the galaxy, and beyond.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We continue our lessons on a new tool we have described in this time, in this energy for humanity, and especially the old soul. And that is the ability to move to that which is within your soul. And in that space in your soul are so many things opening up that will actually define what's next on the planet. And there are so many who say, all of these spiritual things don't interest me. We're having trouble on the planet right now. We need practical things, Kryon. If you take a look at what I have taught you in these last few lessons, you will see practical things. When we start talking to you about the ability to talk to your biology in a succinct way, with provable science behind it, things that you are beginning to just discover lead you to a path that is also spiritual. There is, dear ones, a meld between the practical and the spiritual, and there should be, because that's how you walk the planet, as a creature in the image of the Creator, made in the image of the Creator, which is love. That is the image you are. But more than that, a multidimensional one. So moving into a space where you communicate at many levels with your soul energy is the most practical thing you can do for survival on this planet. The one I want to talk about today, another very controversial one, is this. You did not come here to suffer. You came to spread light. And there would be those who say, but we don't know what's going to happen to us, because the randomness of life could bring us anywhere and hurt us badly or wipe us out. We just don't know. There are those who continue to say, this is what my life is like. I move from one bad thing to another. What if I told you that you could control it all? And that is the controversy. And that is what I want to discuss. Every single one of you listening to me right now has the ability to steer your own life into the safe harbors instead of the ocean storms. Every one of you. And this sounds so spiritual. There have been so many who say, well, I've heard this before. It's let go and let God. This is not what I speak of, because that then gives away all of that practical power you have. And instead, what I'm telling you is that you have control through the God inside you to what happens to you. And now we speak of the field. There has been something discovered just recently, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, that enhances this strange idea that you can tap into what is next, what is around you, and move accordingly. In the early 2000s, the Heart Math Institute started experiments to find out one thing. Is it possible that human consciousness can change randomness? So let me redefine randomness for you. Luck. That's randomness. And you know all about luck. Good luck, bad luck, some have some of it, some have none of it. It's random, isn't it? And HeartMath decided to set up all of these ways of measuring randomness. A process literally of electronically rolling the dice in 11 or 12 areas all over the planet. Because dice rolling is random. That was all electronic, and this is a metaphor. The dice is not being rolled physically, but the electronic chips that are random number generators are doing the same. And there they were, sitting all generating random numbers and random numbers until something happened, and that was your 9/11. And when that took place, there was a consciousness on the planet of millions, millions, who saw it all at once and had compassion. And for a few moments, all of those dice that were rolling, all of those electronic random number generators coordinated and synchronized and rolled the same number. Did you know that? This was science, dear ones. And it's reported even today, and you can find it. And what that showed them, if you're missing the point, is that a consciousness that swept over the earth changed luck. They proved that the consciousness of a human being has energy, but not just any energy, an energy to change things you thought were unchangeable. I want you to think about that. You're working now into a soul energy that is multidimensional, that is a consciousness that you have that's magnificent and stronger than you think for you. What if I told you you could change luck for yourself? Has anyone faced off with you? Perhaps you're living a wonderful life. You understand all these things. Perhaps this message isn't for you because you know it already. And there are many who do, listening to this, sitting here on this sandy hill. And many would turn to them and say, boy, are you lucky. And they have just given you a pat on the back for you understanding there's no such thing as luck for you. The field is being measured. It exists. If consciousness is energy and thoughts create that energy, that means that all of humanity on the planet are always creating energy with their thoughts, all of them. Collectively, where does that energy go? Does it stay? Is it a storehouse? What happens to that? And the answer is it goes into the field for a time. That field is a multidimensional area. It is the place where those who sense distance and report on it, called remote viewers, live. That's what they use. That's their tool. A remote viewer does not go and view something on the other side of the planet. The remote viewer, a successful one, simply views the field, which is right around them. Remember, multidimensionality has no time or distance or space constraints. It's all there all the time, present. It doesn't matter if it's happening on Mars. If there's consciousness there, you receive it here. It's everywhere. And that means that you have the ability to tap into that group consciousness. I'll say it again. I showed this to you. And I showed it to you one time so you could see it perfectly work. I was in the state of Texas and told you you'd have a new pope. I gave you that before, even in this series. And 13 months later, you did. Now that was not fortune-telling from Kryon. That was not prophecy from Kryon. That was me tapping into what already was happening in the field. For the older pope was in trouble. The newer pope, or the ones who were going to be asked to elect that pope, That was all in progress. You found out about it later, and 13 months later, it took place. That is the field, dear ones, and that's why I did it and gave it to you so you could see it. You have this ability to sense what is in progress. And how does that help a human being? And you say, as a human, how does it help me to know there's going to be a new pope? And I'll tell you this, you're missing the point. How would you like to have an idea, an inkling, a feeling, an intuition on which door to open when there's two doors? Well, what about if there are 10 doors and one of those doors is going to lead you into a safe place? The field has the answer to that. For you live around other human beings and other consciousnesses all of the time. The most practical thing you do is get up in the morning, go about your business. Some of you go places, do things, and have to do it every single day and come back. Some would say, well, I have a guardian angel. You have just assigned your magnificent power to interpret the field to another person or an angel or an object. That happens all the time. Humans are very comfortable with someone else doing the work. But it works for them. They have no idea that they are putting their own power to sense where they should go and what they should do, sometimes into a plastic object, that they then say, okay, where do we go now? Ah, thank you for telling me. And they go exactly to the right place. It's time to understand that it's you, and it always has been you. Here's another example. There are several roads before you. You've been on many roads here in this valley, and you've witnessed that some of them perhaps have some more problems than others, more difficult to traverse than others. What if you had the ability to know which road to take? It doesn't have the sand or the bumps. That's easier for you, or perhaps doesn't have the pending accident that's coming, or something even worse. That is all in your power. And I've just given you the proof of it. Consciousness is energy that can change luck. But you have to understand it and believe it. And then there will be those who say, okay, you've got me believing it. How? How do I do this? The answer has always been the same. Number one, believe it. You have to cognize it. It has to be something you don't simply try. You have to understand you are now part of this process of doing. And so you become more comfortable with that which you believe is possible, and you start trying, attempting, by saying, all right, I'm going to tap into the field in my own way and start trying this. I have several choices. I'll take that one. And then suddenly you say, that was the right choice. I don't know how I did that. How many of you can explain intuition? And the answer is almost none of you. How did you figure that out? Why did you decide to do that? Tell me how you did that. A human will ask you, and you'll say, I have no idea. It just happened. I just did it. Welcome to multidimensionality. There is no logic, no proof, but it works. It works. My partner has watched himself learn this. When I say watched himself, he's tracked it for himself until he realized he was making the right decisions at the right times. And then he relaxed and counted on it happening by itself. You get into a comfortable position, understanding, hey, I'm actually creating my own luck. I'm putting myself in good places where good things happen, where I meet people Who can help me? I put myself in other places where other people wanted to meet me, and they'll say, what a coincidence that you're here at the right time, at the right place, and had this happen. And you say, there was no coincidence. I followed my intuition. And that intuition, dear ones, is connected to the field. The consciousness of other human beings around you, the things perhaps even that Gaia may do when it comes to that which is storms, rain, heat, cold. Now, in this very valley, the Navajo prayed for rain. In their own way, they prayed. Or they had things that they did, or the songs that they sang, or the movements that they had. And people would look at that and say, well, how quaint that was. Let me tell you something. The ancients knew all about the field in their own way, connected it to Gaia, and it rained. And there would be those who would say, well, that was coincidence. Until you talk to the ancients and say, well, how often did that work? And they would say, most of the time. Dear ones, that is the field. They had tuned in to the elements, which are also in the field. They could sense that which was the weather, which is also from Gaia, as a consciousness in the field. This is almost unlimited in what you can do, in what you can sense. And the better you are at it, the more people notice. Wow, are you lucky. Dear ones, I bring this to you as communication with your own soul, because that is the key. To realize there's a sacredness within you. Beyond sacredness, there's love. Love, compassion, joy, all together are the grease and the oil which allows you to sense and have best intuition. And I'll say it again, you cannot do it in fear. If you are a fearful person, believing in fearful things most of the time, I will tell you, those intuitive eyes are blind. And you will not have the luck that you're asking for. In fact, it may even bring the other. You walk in the dark and have no idea what you're going to step on or what's going to happen next. And that's the truth. Joy, compassion, kindness, understanding, it oils it, it greases it, so that you can be in a place where the field tells you what to do, so you'll live longer on this planet, so you'll be healthier on this planet. There is so much more here, but I'll stop here just to tell you that I would not give you information that wasn't true. It's for you. It's for you now. And it is enhanced more now than ever before, like a handout saying, maybe it's time that you learned how this worked. And so it is.